Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us today on the program. We're going to catch up with Dr. Chris Bergwald about some of the programs that he's got going on. And I think one you may want to pay particular attention to called Words of Wisdom. So stick around for our interview with Dr. Chris. Renee Kranz will have news for us from the Bishop's Bulletin in just a bit. First, the readings for this Sunday. Renee Leach with the first and second reading, and Father Joseph Schulten with the Gospel.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall. Improvising to the music of the harp, like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils. Yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Timothy. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Kranz.
Area businessmen and women seeking to integrate faith into the workplace gathered for the 2019 Faith in Business Conference recently. The conference featured world-renowned speakers who helped show attendees how to take faith principles and turn them into business practices, taking Sunday into Monday. The conference attracted around 250 people. If you missed the conference but want to watch the keynote speeches, you can find them online at faithandbusinessconference.com. Retired Archbishop Harry J. Flynn of St. Paul in Minneapolis died September 22nd in St. Paul. He was 86. The Archbishop's body is to be received the evening of September 29th at St. Paul Seminary's St. Mary Chapel, followed by public visitation and a vigil. He was Archbishop of St. Paul in Minneapolis from 1995 until he retired May 2nd, 2008. Until his ministry was curtailed by failing eyesight and his battle in recent years with cancer, he continued to assist in the Archdiocese with confirmations and liturgies, and he also led retreats across the country. President Donald Trump called on world leaders at a September 23rd UN event on religious freedom to end religious persecution around the globe, to stop the crimes against people of faith, release prisoners of conscience, repeal laws restricting freedom of religion and belief, protect the vulnerable, the defenseless, and the oppressed, he said. America stands with believers in every country who ask only for the freedom to live according to the faith that is within their own hearts. Trump also announced that his administration is committing an additional $25 million to protect religious freedom and religious sites and relics around the world. This is in addition to the administration's previous commitment that includes providing direct U.S. aid to persecuted Christians in the Middle East, routing it through the U.S. Agency for International Development. The pro-life community is cheering a report released September 18th that indicates the number and rate of abortions nationwide have fallen to their lowest levels since the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion on demand in 1973. The numbers were provided by the Guttmacher Institute, which researches data on abortion. For 2017, the last year for which full numbers were available, the Institute recorded 862,000 abortions. That translates to 13.5 abortions per 1,000 women ages 15 to 44, a rate less than half of the 1990 count. For the previous two tallies, the numbers were 926,000 in 2014 and just over 1 million in 2011. With all the news a Catholic can use, I'm Renee Kranz with the Bishop's Bulletin.
Very good. Thanks, Renee. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Dr. Chris Bergwald. It's been a spell since you've been here.
You said that, Jerry. What's going on?
What did I do? I don't know, but I'm glad to have you back. And I've been wanting to have this conversation with you for some time, actually, when I saw that you were starting a series called Words of Wisdom. Mm-hmm. That intrigued me. Ooh. Right off the bat.
Good.
Which I guess was your intention.
Yes.
But tell us about what Words of Wisdom is about.
Yeah, so this is an event that sort of trialed it this spring at Broomtree Retreat Center down by Irene, South Dakota. And we're starting it. It's going to be a quarterly event, alternating between Broomtree and the Abbey this fall here next Saturday, the 5th, we're at Broomtree again, but then we're going to be alternating with the Abbey. Every quarter, it will come together at either of those two retreat places to talk, think, and pray with other people and just yourselves with a prayer about a book that I'll be inviting people to read beforehand and then come together. And the goal there, so the words of wisdom, as I say jokingly but truthfully, they're not my words. They're the words of the author. So every quarter we'll have a different book. And they're going to be books that are for the lay, the average Catholic, but who wants a little bit more? You know, the book for this quarter, for next Saturday, is Bible Basics for Catholics by Dr. John Bergsma. Very readable book. It's even got cartoons in it. Literally, it has cartoon sketches by Dr. Bergsma's a really good artist, to be honest.
It's a shame that this is radio and we
can't
show them.
I'd love to show them. Yeah. But the goal is just books that will feed your soul, your spirit, helping you to deepen your understanding of the faith. But I could just give you, and frankly, I've got a list of books that anybody could read on their own. The point of this Words of Wisdom event is, once you've read it, to come together and maybe through some teaching that I'll give, maybe I'll be able to shed some insight to help you understand the book a bit more deeply. Through the discussion, though, maybe you'll see a way where this applies to your own life. This is my big goal, to be honest.
Yep.
So wisdom is about knowledge that's applied to life, knowledge translated into action, truth translated into life. My goal with this event is that you not only read the book, but that the book would play a small part in, not to be dramatic here, but truthfully, to transform your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we believe as Catholics should change our lives somehow, should transform me to make me more and more Christ-like. So I see him everywhere. And so others hopefully see him a little bit more in me. And so that's the point of this, not just reading the books, but discussing them, praying them, and learning more about them.
So as the director of adult discipleship and evangelization, this kind of fits right in the wheelhouse of that, I see.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is an event that's for, because you know, there's a ton of people, Jerry, you and I have talked about this many times on Catholic Views. This is for the people who are hungry for more, but, you know, aren't ready to go real deep into really heavy theology. We have other things for them. It's really important to me that from the diocesan level,
yep,
and that we supplement, well, parishes are already doing this on their own anyway, but that the diocese offer opportunities to grow in your faith no matter where you're at. So maybe if you're at the very beginning stages, we'll have something for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a bit more like a bit further on, and I want to go deeper now, that's what Words of Wisdom is for.
I'm glad you talked about that a little bit, because I think that's going to help people hear this and decide whether this might be something for them.
Yep.
And again, I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but how do I know where I'm at on the journey? How do I know which of these things I fit into?
That's a great question. So it's a great question. I would say with something like Words of Wisdom, you know, I try to, if you go to the website for the event, sfcatholic.org/wow, you can, that's where you register and that's where you find a little bit more. I talk a little bit more about the book there, but all of these books they don't require a theology degree at all. They just require some desire, frankly. I mean, this is for if you're, I'm in,
yeah.
I accept by and large what the church teaches. I've got questions about it, but I accept what the church teaches. I just want to learn more. That's what this event is.
I just want to know Jesus more.
Yep. Yep. And what he teaches.
One.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Want to know him more and what he teaches more.
Okay.
Yep. That's what this is for.
So how do you pick the books?
Out of a hat, you know, just
okay. Then.
So the way I'm going about this is I want to alternate. This book again, this quarter, this fall, Bible Basics for Catholics. I've sketched out the next several years of books. I might tweak them as we go, but I want to do an alternate, some scripture and then some, for lack of a better word, doctrine.
Okay.
Teaching. It might be sometimes some prayer will be thrown in there. So it's going to be, it's not always going to be a Bible study kind of a book like this one is. It's not always going to be helping me to understand the catechism more. It's going to be a variety to speak to a number of different interests.
And so I might choose to come to this one, but the next one, the book doesn't really interest me,
yep,
and so I'm going to,
yep,
skip it.
No, that would be shocking.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
Yes, that is totally okay. This is, you know, at one point, I thought about making this one of those subscription services where you just pay a small fee and these books show up at your house. But what I decided is, no, I want people to do what you just said. I want you to feel free. Hey, this topic really interests me. I want to learn more. Chris has recommended this book. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to go to Broomtree or the Abbey of the Hills and learn more about it and see how it matters to my own life.
So I think it's fascinating you're doing this, and part of the reason for me is that I think reading is a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if you think that too, but I think reading is a very personal thing. One of the reasons I've never joined a book club is because I don't want somebody telling me what book to read.
Oh,
I kind of want to choose, sure, the books that I want to read.
Yes.
My reading time is valuable to,
yes,
me.
Yes.
And I don't have as much of it maybe as I'd like. And so I want to pick the books that I'm going to read, not a book club.
Yep. Yep.
So talk about that a little bit.
So that's a great, I'm glad you brought that up. One thing, so Jerry, you know, I'm not the new guy anymore.
No,
you're
not.
You called me for a long time.
You're officially off the hook on that.
So 17 plus years with the diocese and gotten to know in that time, a number of people around the diocese who now in the last several years have started, Chris, what should I read? Chris, I want to know about, so they're asking me, and rightly, I mean, my role in the diocese,
right,
is a good thing.
Right.
They're asking me for my recommendations. So this is kind of a way for me, like I said, I could give you just, here are a thousand,
right,
literally hundreds of great books to read.
Yep.
pick whatever you want. But people sometimes will say, okay, but what do you think I should read? And this is just a way for me to respond to that desire, sort of curating, think about a museum. Okay, what exhibits are we going to have in the museum? This is what books should we like highlight for people if they want to? Like you said earlier, if Bible Basics for Catholics doesn't intrigue you, maybe you've read it already. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to come, obviously. But maybe I want to learn a little bit more about the Bible. That's what this book is about. Like Bible Basics for Catholics. What's the overarching story of Scripture? This is a topic that many Catholics, boy, I wish I knew the Bible better, but it's hard to read. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. This is a great book to get you in.
So if you've never taken a Scripture class that's a great way to get an introduction to how the church views Scripture.
Exactly.
Because I think there is a lot of misunderstanding about how the church views Scripture.
There's a ton of misunderstanding of how to read Scripture, period, let alone how the church views Scripture. Yep. So what Dr. Bergsma does in this book is just give a really basic, the subtitle is A New Picture of Salvation History. So what's the overall story of Scripture? Because there is one. What's the narrative arc, to use a more highfalutin term, that we find in Scripture? That's what this book is about. But again, done in a very readable, easy to understand way.
So by the time people hear this program, they'll have about 5 days to get the book read. Yeah, it may be a little too late.
Possible. I think actually you could read it. I know it's available online. I know the Mustard Seed Catholic Store in Sioux Falls has it. If you're nearby, you could call them. They'll ship it to you, I'm sure. So you could get it. You could read it. But obviously it's ideal to have read the book before you come, but it's not a prerequisite. I'm not going to check at the door. You're not going to have to complete a quiz to get in.
Okay.
Highly recommended, but not necessary. If you're really intrigued and literally you're just hearing about this now and you want to come on Saturday.
That's good. And there's still room.
There's still room. Yeah. We just charge $15, which covers the lunch cost, but that's it. Mm-hmm. So, just a very minimal charge to cover the costs. You can register online. You can call and ask questions. If you're not an internet person, no big deal. You could pay at the door if you wanted to.
And there's no overnight involved.
Nope. Optional for those who like it. Yep. Some people want to come down.
Spend a little time reflecting.
Yep. But that's something you can arrange directly with Broomtree.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So this is the you did a test, but now test. This is kind of the real beginning.
Yep. Every quarter now in January, we're going to be at the Abbey of the Hills. We're going to be looking at Dr. Edward Shree's book, Who Am I to Judge?
Mm.
So I'm really looking forward to that too. Sort of like that, like how do we think about what's true and right and wrong in our society where there's so many different views? And is it like, how do we talk to other people? Not just think about it myself, but how do I talk to other people without coming off as a jerk? And who are you to impose your morality on me? How do we respond to those things?
I would guess you could get some significant interest in that book.
I would think so. I'd think so. And some of these books, truth be told, we might revisit, down the road if we have a really good response. Or, hey, I couldn't get to the Abbey in January. Are you going to do that again at the Abbey or Broomtree? I'm always open to that. Again, I've got ideas for the next several years, but I'm happy to look at options. And if we have to do more than 4 a year, that's a good thing too.
Yeah. Because as you said, you got thousands to get through.
Exactly.
And they keep writing new ones.
Would they just quit? No. And to that point too, like the idea was quarterly, so you'd have plenty of time to read the book. But honestly, a book like Bible Basics for Catholics, you could read within a week or two. And I don't mean by like all day. I mean in a couple hours, an hour, maybe a night.
You know, now I'm rethinking my my condition about wanting to pick my own books.
Oh.
Because I think what you're doing is actually helpful to people in terms of providing some guidance to books that may be able to help my spiritual life.
Yes. Yes. So I mentioned curator earlier. There's another person in the museum. I'm not sure how you pronounce this word because I've only seen it spelled, never heard it. Docent?
A docent.
So the docent is the, Jerry, as you know, they're kind of like the tour guide.
The guide, yep.
And when I'm in a museum, I need a docent because I don't know the intricacies of art. I mean, even our cathedral has all this art, that sacred art, that in many ways the symbolism is beyond me. So if there's somebody who can point out to me, this is what this pelican means.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I want to be for people who participate in the Words of Wisdom events. Maybe you're not completely understanding something that Dr. Bergsma says, as readable as the book is. Maybe there's an underlying theme that's escaped you. I want to be able to point out to readers in these fantastic books some of those little, oh, that's what that means, just like a docent does in a museum.
Well, and And a parish can't do this. I mean, the expertise may or may not exist in a parish. And yep. So this is a great opportunity for people to, in a, as you said, if they have a little interest, to kind of have a place to deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and you can't deal with people one-on-one all the time.
Nope. And this is a way for people who want more and do, I mean, as you know, Jerry, I love teaching. I love discussion as well. So this will not be, you know, you're not going to sit there for 4 or 8 hours and have me talk at you.
Right.
There'll be some teaching, but a lot of discussion too, because I love to help people not only unpack great reading, great books, but also, again, apply it to their lives.
Yeah. So what else is going on in your office these days that has you excited?
We have a couples conference coming up. Emily Liedem and I think have been on the show.
I don't think we've talked about it yet. So you can do a little preview here.
So on Tuesday, October 1st, registration opens up for Reckless, our first ever diocesan couples conference, which will be held in Sioux Falls, the Hilton Garden Inn, on February 1st, and then with the Mass at the Cathedral of St. Joseph on Sunday morning, February 2nd. So really excited. We have Annie and Kana Hickman coming. Folks who belong to the Cathedral Parish would know them because Annie was here for a parish mission this last Lent. But we also have Deacon James Keating from Omaha coming, who's known to a number of our priests because he's the theological director for the Institute for Priestly Formation, where a number of our priests have experienced retreats as seminarians or been trained as spiritual directors. So just the married couple, the Hickmans, and then the deacon, it's going to be a great event to grow closer together as a couple, but also grow closer together to Jesus together.
This is not a marriage encounter.
Not a marriage encounter.
Okay.
It's not retrovi. But it's for any couple. So married, but of whatever age, whatever stage. If you're newlywed, you got married this summer. If you've been married for 50 years, this is an event for you. And we'll have, it's not just going to be talking, some prayer opportunities. One of the things that we, there's a frequently asked questions that we address about this. Do I have to talk to other people? No.
Do I have to? Unlike the words of wisdom, yes, where you probably will have to talk to other people.
I won't force you, but it'll be encouraged.
That's funny.
But if you just want to talk to your spouse, this is an event for you and your spouse.
Yeah.
Emily Liedem and I, Emily's taking the lead on this, but I'm partnering with her, and we're really excited about this event.
Yeah, I like to see the offices that, in a sense, that naturally would lend themselves to something like this, yeah, work together on it. Makes,
yeah,
a lot of sense.
Yeah. Emily and I, it's funny because we partner together on the women's conference, but I'm the lead. Yeah. Even though I'm at the face for the event, obviously,
yeah,
but I'm kind of the lead, but now we're swapping and she's the lead for the couples conference. It's fun.
Yeah. Office of Marriage, Family, and Respect, Life, and the Adult Discipleship and Evangelization.
Yes,
it makes sense that you guys are working together. So that's,
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah.
To have the first time you've done it, right?
First time we've done that. Yep. And we're finalizing the plans for the women's conference for next year, next,
ooh,
spring. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully, we will have some things to announce here within the next several weeks about going back to the spring. Change things up a little bit.
And hopefully no blizzard.
Hopefully no
later
blizzard. Later in the spring, please.
Yeah. 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 Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you're still working with the Equip crew?
Yep. Demographics. Equip is for those folks, and we'll be opening a new cohort next fall, the fall of 20. So if you're interested, if you're somebody who's been for, you know, a couple few years really drinking deeply at the well, you're taking your prayer life seriously and you want even more. I mean, you go to Words of Wisdom and these things are enough. You're reading books, you're praying, and you want more. That's what Equip is for. That's for that next level yet. And, mm-hmm, we'll be opening a new cohort applications in the spring to open a new cohort next fall.
And when you say a new cohort, what happens to the old one?
Well, we take care of them.
They're gone.
You know, they're gone. They're,
no.
They're
no, they've completed their...
Next October, they'll finish their formation and they will go and do with it whatever they and the Lord decide they need to do with it. You know, our diocese has this great history of offering things like master catechist, yep, training and so on. And that's for people in ministry roles. Equip is really about just forming lay men and women to be on fire with love for Jesus Christ, knowing the teachings of the church, being able to accompany, walk with other people in their lives, as lay men and women?
I think it's so fascinating. So I was in the seminary not that long after Vatican II, mm-hmm. and I remember reading some of the documents and thinking to myself, I wonder if this will ever really happen. You know, in a sense, an energized lay
yep.
church.
Amen.
When I hear you talk yep. about this and some of the programs that you're doing, Chris, it's like it's finally happening.
We have to talk about Vatican II sometimes, Jerry, because okay. It's over 50 years in the past now, but I've noticed recently, like, there's a flurry of new books that are coming out. For some reason, I don't know, because we're not coming up to like a zero anniversary, like nope. 60 years is a bit off yet.
Yep.
But there's a renewed interest in the council. And I am completely, what you just described is why I'm doing what I'm doing with the Diocese of Sioux Falls, because I was completely convinced of what you just said about the documents of Vatican II. And in 2002, when I came to Sioux Falls, when Jermaine and I moved here, that was my desire. My dream is to be able to at some point offer the lay faithful of the diocese the opportunity not only to be fed, but then to feed others, mm-hmm. to grow in their own relationship with Jesus Christ. And that was already happening. I mean, it's not like
right.
I had to invent anything new here, but to do my part in furthering that vision of Vatican II.
Yeah. And I think that might surprise people that's kind of the origin of some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But it really is. I really think that's what the fathers of Vatican II
yep.
intended.
Yep.
And
yep.
it's just, you know, the church moves slowly, people move slowly, and we're finally going to get there.
Exactly, exactly.
We're finally getting there.
And for me, that was very much mediated through St. John Paul II, who was the Pope when I had my conversion experience in college. And he was such an advocate, such a fan isn't the wrong word, an advocate for Vatican II, a champion of the Second Vatican Council.
Yeah. He was a member of it as well.
He was.
Yeah. Okay, great conversation as always, Chris. Good to have you with us on Catholic Views this morning. Again, if people are interested in Words of Wisdom, go to the website
sfcatholic.org/WOW.
Maybe not for this time, but for the next, yeah. you can get the book and get rolling on it.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Chris, for being with us.
You bet.
Renee, most people are hearing this program on a Sunday, and what's going on today?
Padre Pio relics are at the cathedral.
Yeah, so if you're anywhere in the vicinity and you would like to venerate those relics, you can do so, I think, particularly this afternoon. Huh?
Yes, there's a mass at 4, but yeah. you can venerate up until then.
Yeah, and I think after as well.
Yes.
I think they mm-hmm. said they would have it again afterwards, so great yeah. opportunity to... and if you want to learn a little bit more about him,
yeah, we have our
check the blog out.
Yeah, the blog post is up on the Saints blog.
Yeah, so, all right. Yeah. And Bishop's Bulletin out soon, right?
Yes, we have a great feature on human dignity, so don't miss that.
The October issue, so watch for that. And make sure you read it cover to cover, because there's always good stuff in there.
There is. There's lots of good stuff this month.
All right, we'll look forward to that. That's our time for Catholic Views this morning. We thank you for joining us, and we hope that you'll be back with us again next Sunday morning.